The black helicopter crowd notion. The
tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. We'll be checking out what's making headlines, and later on we have a special report on the Zeroids. Are UFOs organic? Okay, moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of things going on in the news, and we will get to everything. But first, I just want to say congratulations to the people of the UK. You've dealt a death blow against the New World Order. They denied they were even building a European Union 20 years ago. They said it was a conspiracy theory. They said it wasn't going to be authoritarian, and they wouldn't restrict free speech, which they've done. The EU architects have even exempted themselves from taxation. These folks are classic criminals, politicians transferring the power of nation states to a multinational body where them and their families rule forever like oligarchs or royalty. This is a major victory for them, so congratulations. All right, moving on. I want to let everyone know they can get the digital download codes for my last two EPs, Philosopher's Stone and Rorschach Test, right now in Armageddon Records shop on eBay for just $9.99. And the proceeds from the sales are funneled into our independent media operation and allow us to expand and wake more people up. Also, if you don't have the money and you can't help out in that way, I don't want you to feel bad because that's okay. You can also help us out by following us on Twitter and Instagram at PresidentZen1 and liking our Facebook page, Black Helicopter News. And you can still listen to my music on ReverbNation.com/PresidentZen1. In addition, just listening and subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with friends, family, and loved ones is helping tremendously. We're winning the info war. Okay, now back to the news.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, your trusted news source in the alternative media. Here's what's in the news.
Real Life X-Men Academy. The ICU Academy, also known as the X-Men Academy, is located in Essex, United Kingdom, and is where you'll find the female Professor X, Nicola Farmer, who works with students to open their third eye. We have the entire article posted on our Facebook page, or you can just check out the video on YouTube by searching Children Develop Cool Superpowers. These kids are doing things like reading blindfolded. It's amazing. Okay, next. Deepest uncovered crevice at the bottom of Loch Ness is large enough to hide a monster. We all know the Loch Ness Monster is a sneaky creature, and it successfully evaded capture for hundreds of years. However, when hopes of catching this mythical being started to diminish, a retired fisherman discovered its potential hideout using high-tech sonar equipment. In a recent Telegraph article, Mr. Keith Stewart offered more details about his amazing find. He says, "I wasn't really a believer of the monster beforehand, but 2 weeks ago, I got a sonar image of what looked like a long object with a hump lying at the bottom. It wasn't there when I scanned the loch bed later. This intrigued me, and I found this dark shape about halfway between a crevice and a trench." Ladies and gentlemen, most of us already know, if you're a listener of this show, we believe the Loch Ness Monster is a real biological anomaly. So, finally, we've got some people like Mr. Keith or Mr. Stewart that are trailblazing in this area. They've even named the crevice Keith's Trench or something like that. So it's amazing. Next, downloadable personalities will make us immortal, according to expert. Theoretical physicist Michio Kaku predicts our minds could be downloaded into avatars within the next century. We'll no longer have to mourn the death of loved ones. Instead, they'll live on in a hologram. memories and personalities of people will be able to be downloaded into a computer, just like in the film Total Recall. It'll also be possible to place memories in the subject's mind. In addition, Russian entrepreneur Dmitry Itzkov is already at work on the idea with the Avatar 2045 project. Itzkov and his team are attempting to develop lifelike robotic copies of humans, which the human brain can be downloaded into. This is fascinating, but it can also be used for evil by the New World Order, so we just have to see what happens. Next, could fairies exist? Photograph shows bizarre tiny winged beings in Welsh countryside. A photograph has recently surfaced that shows fairies flying around in the British countryside. According to Mr. John Rutledge, while walking through a field near Newbridge, Wales, he said he had no idea that anything paranormal was captured on film at the time. But when he reviewed the pictures, he saw what looked like seven tiny winged creatures flying among the flowers and grass. Mr. Rutledge, 39, zoomed in and saw the translucent figures, which were about 4 centimeters tall and appeared to have wings, arms, and legs. And I'm posting these pictures on Instagram right now, so be sure to check them out at PresidentsM1, which you should already be following me if you're a listener of our show. And if you're not, shame on you and get on that. All right, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be back with our special report on the Zeroids.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Our government is responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people. You really want to know?
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Zeroids. Are UFOs organic? Zeroid is a term used by UFOologist Dr. Franklin Rule to describe mysterious bioforms that may exist in outer space. He believes these zeroids, if they do exist, could explain many of the UFOs allegedly found in space and elsewhere. Zeroids, Rule says, could have evolved from organic compounds found in space to survive its seemingly unlivable conditions, and may very well be one of the earliest life forms to arrive in the cosmos. In an article published on the Huffington Post in 2012, entitled "Are Some UFOs Living Space Beings?" he wrote, "Zeroids may have migrated to all sectors of space, endowed with both mobility and intelligence. It is conceivable that some may have actually penetrated our zone of existence and are seen as UFOs. Could some UFOs actually be living organisms, intelligent or otherwise? There are several examples of alleged UFO sightings that seem almost organic in nature. Some of these are referred to as Ebony. The Ebony. I just posted this article on our Facebook page. If you want to check out these three videos of these strange morphing Ebonies, which are also sometimes known as Zeroids, you can also just do a YouTube or Google search and find out more information. Some of these actually remind me of sky snakes. Now, tardigrades are eight-legged micro-animals that measure only about 0.5 millimeters long, are known to be capable of surviving incredibly harsh environments, and can even live in a vacuum of space for up to 10 days. This fact alone, that a known animal here on Earth exists that can survive conditions we normally wouldn't think possible, makes the idea of Zeroids and Ebony and the Ebony all the more interesting. And I don't know about you folks, but I totally believe that these could be a real organic creature. The Ebony and the Zeroids, whichever you prefer terminology to use. Yeah. Okay, folks, that about wraps up this week's edition of the podcast. So until next time, stay woke, my friends.